Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Who's Right Podcast with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show, other than to make us super rich celebrities, is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed here may or may not be those of Anthony or Doug. There is even a chance we may actually agree on some things. See if you can match the opinion stated with which one of us actually believe them. Or don't. We don't give a shit. But definitely join us on Facebook and let us know what you think. Or don't. Now let's get on with the show. Hey everybody.
This is, who's right?
Go ahead. God damn it.
Go ahead and start.
This is Who's Right Podcast. I'm Doug.
This is Anthony.
Today we are going to be discussing disciplining your kids. Anthony doesn't think that we should be able to discipline our kids. Go.
Back up. Disciplining your kids is a good thing. Beating your kids is a bad thing.
Well,
what is your opinion? Do you think that we should be able to spank our kids?
Yes, absolutely. I think that we as parents should have the right to spank our kids.
Do you think that it's necessary to spank your kids?
I think, yes, I do. I think that if you get to a point in your parenting that you have failed previously, I think that is what's left.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to disagree with that. If you're to the point where I agree with you that if you're to the point where you feel like you need to spank your kids, you failed. But if you if you take that failure and, you know, bring it even farther, it goes from a failure to a catastrophe. You can bring a failure back. You can't once you teach your kids a lesson that, you know, it's okay to hit somebody to make them do what you want, you are failing all of society, basically.
Right. So when you say it like that, it sounds good. So first off,
okay,
how many kids do you have?
Two.
Right. I have two.
Okay.
So your kids are below the ages of, say, 14?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever, or your wife, ever swatted them on the butt?
Yes. I've got a personal story here, and this is kind of why I feel this way. When my son was young, his behavior wasn't the best. So I didn't know, you know, I've never had kids before, so that was what came naturally to me. So I would spank him when he was bad, and it didn't seem to make any difference. And
did it make you feel better?
No, it made me feel worse. That was the thing. It made me feel worse. So I started to think, you know, what I feel worse. This, it's not helping anything. So why would I continue to do this just because it's a reactionary type of thing? So I had to take a step back and evaluate how I interact with my child, you know, and I can't say, oh yeah, immediately things got better. It wasn't like that. But even if they didn't immediately get better, I wasn't hitting my kid anymore.
So something happened though at that point to get you to a point where you thought that the next best thing to do was swat him on the ass. Now whether or
yeah,
not
because
that,
I'm,
hold on. Now whether or not that's the right decision, do you think that you should have been arrested for doing that? Because ultimately, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You're right.
Do you feel like it was assault?
Technically, yes, I think it was probably assault, yes, but I'm hard pressed to say yes because I can kind of see it both ways, you know. But by saying no, it opens the door. That's a hard question.
I'm not trying to trap you. I just want to know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess for my own self-preservation, I would have to say no.
Right. So I'll tell you a story from my childhood. I was playing cards with my mom. I was probably 8 or 9 years old. Okay. And I don't remember what we were playing. Say it was Go Fish or whatever. And let's say she said, do you have a five? And I did. I know that I can remember looking at her and saying, you bastard. And I didn't know what bastard meant. But but I knew when she slapped me across the face that it was something I probably shouldn't have called her.
Okay.
So I'm now 42 years old. I have never called my mom a bastard after that. I think it's because she smacked me.
Okay.
So it worked.
So it worked. So if that's our bar for something working, then if one anecdotal story from, you know, 30 years ago.
You used your sob story about how you felt all squishy when you smacked your kid on the butt. Why can't I use one?
My story was good, though.
It was sounded really forced. Oh, it made me look inside myself, and I could have done. I read a Dr. Phil book, and now I know how I'm supposed to interact. I'd beat the shit out of him.
I opened my heart to you, and this is how you treat me.
You pussy.
Oh fuck! I think that I don't know that the answer is to arrest the parents that, you know, that spank their kids or whatever, but I think we should try. I don't know. I think we should do something. I think we should try to move away from physical intimidation as a means of discipline.
So, perfect world. I agree with you. So my daughter, she's 17 now, and okay. I've only had one time in my life I can remember smacking her on the butt.
Okay.
And
did she deserve it?
In my mind, I would say so.
Even looking back now.
Yeah. So I didn't like spank her with a belt or anything like that. It was just a quick whack, and you know, it was like the next logical progression. If you say no and they keep doing it, I don't believe in the I'm going to count to three or I'm going to count to seven or count to nine. It's the way I was raised is if you do something that you were told not to do, you get hit with a Hot Wheels track.
And do you think that is appropriate, an appropriate response?
I at the time when I was a kid, I knew that whatever I did that got me hit with the Hot Wheels track or the spanking board or having to go break off my own switch or whatever it was that whatever had to happen, I think I deserved it. Yes, because I knew the consequences.
So, and you don't think that hardwired something in your brain to say, if I tell somebody to do something and they don't do it, I have the right to hit them. Dude, when you were young,
well,
I don't know,
so,
growing up.
So I think when, some of the stories through my life and you know, I think that's probably how I've gotten into a lot of trouble is that
that's
same
what I was
process.
Just going to ask you. I was going to ask you if you got into fights at bars as you got older.
You already knew the answer to that, you fucking lead.
But I want you to say it.
Nope, never.
You fucking liar. So it was normalized to where if you do something I don't like, I have the right to hit you because that's how I was raised.
Wasn't normalized I didn't do it to my kids.
It was normalized to you is what I'm saying. If your parents wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have been normal in your brain and you would have been not as feisty.
or you can look at it the other way. The people in the bar that took the hits, had they had been spanked when they were growing up, they would knew there's consequences for their actions.
Oh, no.
No, I'm serious.
Which
I never went to a Catholic school, but okay. I do know that they're famous for the stories of getting rulers across the knuckles if you did something wrong in class. Sure. I think we should bring that back. I think parents should be allowed to discipline kids, and I think teachers should be allowed to discipline kids.
You're fucking kidding, right?
I am not kidding. Maybe a little bit.
You? Oh, God. I hope so. I if I don't think that parents should be hitting their kids, I don't think teachers should be doing it.
I don't. You know, I'm actually on the fence on that. So my problem with it is, I don't know that teachers are trained psychologists or whatever. So I don't know that they know when is the right
trained
time
MMA to fighters.
But then again, that you know, so parents aren't trained either. But
yeah.
Yeah, so you know, an open hand. So, open hand across the butt, or maybe open hand across the face. Uh-huh. I'm not joking about that. I think.
So my question is the natural question, I guess. Here is, you said your daughter was 17. When is it okay? When does it go from discipline to assault? What age? And why? And why that age?
So that's a good question. So the logical thing would be when she's no longer your dependent or whatever, but
on your taxes. You're not on my taxes. I can't hit you anymore.
No, when So I've got a son who's quite a bit older than 17.
Okay.
And I probably have a pretty hard time bending them over my knee to spank them for staying out late.
All right. But it doesn't matter, you know, the actual punishment or the reason he's being punished. My question is, your the action is the same.
18.
You're hitting your child.
18.
When does it go from discipline to assault?
18.
What? So if your kid's 16 and you hit him, it's not assault. But if somebody else
hitting is different than spanking. You're equating the two things the same.
Yes.
So in your mind, if your kid goes up and I can't use that example. That would help you. If your kid, okay, your kid goes to reach for the a hot pan off the stove.
Yeah.
And you tell him or her no. And then you go back in and kid's reaching for it again.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? You just keep saying no? What do you do?
No, I take the pan and I burn his face with it. He'll never touch it again.
All right, so we're on the same page then. eye for an eye.
Yeah.
You fuck up my spaghetti, I'm going to turn you into a comic book character.
Yep. So that argument is weak.
We didn't get to an argument because you never let me finish. The same. So you're saying that a swat on the butt is the same as a close-handed punch to the face.
But in a child's mind, yeah. What difference does it make? You're physically hitting them.
There's no way that you believe that.
I absolutely do. How is it different? You're threatening them with violence if they don't do what they're supposed to do. What's the difference to them? Being spanked is the same. I mean,
you know when you go to the store and there's kids that just run around like crazy and they're fucking just terrorizing everything.
And you know what I say? I say somebody needs to fucking beat that kid's ass.
So once you've gotten to that point, you have already failed as a parent, right? Because your kid doesn't know how to act.
Agreed.
So that right there, that's your case for the argument, and I agree with you. But I can also say that there's times when parents are just doing the best that they can do, the same as what you did when you were a new parent. You don't know any of this stuff. You don't know that that you say or do early on affects how they relate to the world. And when parents set a bad example for the first couple years, not even realizing that the kids are picking up on it.
Yeah.
You get to a point to where you're probably at your wit's end, and yep. and you can only count to five or ten or whatever so many times. I mean,
for us it's three, and that so works stupid. Really well with my daughter, and my son could really give a shit less.
Right. So I don't know your kid, but. What happens after you get to three and he gives you the finger?
Usually the way it works is when it gets to that point, what he doesn't like is when I will take him by his face, you know, hold on to his chin and look directly into his eyes and sternly, I will have a conversation with him, but looking right at him because he knows that he's wrong, and I think it makes him more uncomfortable than anything for me to know that he's wrong and to call him on it.
How
does
that,
in that manner?
How is that not intimidation?
It is intimidation. I never said anything about intimidation. I said violence. Intimidation right. is okay. Don't call my parenting skills into question or whatever the fuck you say.
Okay, right. So this is just one of them cases where you say one thing or you believe one thing, but you do another, and that's fine. I mean,
absolutely not. No, I don't spank either one of my kids. I haven't for since my son was, I don't know, three probably, and he's nine. Yeah, so there's a huge difference between. And like you said, it is intimidation. I agree with that. But there's a huge difference between that and
not in the
physical
kid's mind.
Violence.
Not in the kid's mind.
What?
You're just bullying him into doing what you want him to do. And so and I mean, at some point when it's like you said, and I'm not gonna talk shit about your kid, but your words were when your son was younger, he just was not good. He acted poorly. Now
yeah.
Is he your youngest or oldest?
Youngest.
Okay, so you had experience as a parent. What'd you say?
What'd I say?
Is he your youngest or oldest?
He's the youngest.
Okay, so you already had experience with your daughter, right?
Yeah, but she was good.
Right, but so you weren't a new parent. You still had issues that you had to work through with her. And then,
yeah, but
then when you had your son, there became different issues because he's a different
sure.
kid.
Sure.
Right, so somewhere along the lines, you and your wife failed. And only,
no, it wasn't my wife. It was me. Just me.
No, you're both the parents. So I think every parent fails one way or another. I mean, that's a fact. Every parent does something stupid that their kids learn from.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Right. So I'm not calling you guys failures as parents. I'm just saying you failed something.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so... when your son started acting up, you didn't know how to deal with it. And he,
yep.
being a kid, wants to see how far he can get. And eventually he got to a point where he pushed you to, I don't know if you smacked him, punched him, whatever.
I swatted him on his ass.
Clotheslined him.
I close fisted with a ring.
I'm holding on to a roll of quarters.
That was after I told him that I should have aborted him. Oh God, that's fucking terrible.
Anyway,
cut that out.
I would leave that in. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So again, so the original. Premise of this conversation was what? Should people be able to discipline their kids?
No. I think they should. You're confusing discipline with beating, spanking.
No, I'm not, because I consider spanking being discipline. So okay, I'll rephrase it, though, because I don't want to try to trap you into an answer. I'm just, should parents be allowed to spank their kids? And to me, the answer, it legally allowed. Right, so should you be arrested, or should you have had your kids taken away from you? My answer, no.
I'd have to agree. I'd have to say no also, but I'd have to say no with some reservations.
Perfect world is every parent acts just like you in that they realize that smacking their kids is not an ideal way to get them to do what they want. You know, me,
sure,
I should respect my mom enough that I don't call her names. Not fear
but
that
when
you,
not
but
when
fear
you're
that
five
she's,
years old.
Not fear that she's going to knock my teeth down my throat. And that's what she used to say. If you don't quit roughhousing, I'm going to knock your fucking teeth down your throat.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
I could take her now, though, so I ain't scared.
Yeah. So what, is she like 70?
Yeah.
she fucks like she's 40, though. I mean.
God damn.
I might have to cut that one out. I'm on a roll, man.
I was going to ask you to say it again louder so it would make sure the mic picked it up. That was pretty good.
Oh, Jesus. So I don't think we really came to a... I guess we kind of came to a consensus, sort of.
Well, we did, that it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but... I've heard stories of, you know, I've talked to people at my last job and they were very matter-of-factly, yes, I spank my kids. I think you have to. And the one guy was telling me that he spanks his son with a spoon, with a wooden spoon. He has a special spoon that he uses and he says, you know,
I can't believe that there's that many people talking about raising their kids at a glory hole.
What else are you going to do in your downtime? You know? Well, I guess that would be our uptime. Cause Jesus. Oh, man.
Yeah, so we had the same thing. We had a big wooden spatula that if my mom couldn't get a hold of the Hot Wheels tracks or whatever else, there was that big wooden spatula that was going to get you on the ass.
Huh.
So another... Really? I don't know how much longer we want to drag this on, but another good example is I was walking home from school and me and a couple of friends took a detour to another friend's house and I ended up staying after school or staying at this kid's house for a good 2 hours without checking in. So
yeah,
and this was during the whole, I think it was Johnny Gosh. I think he was the newspaper delivery kid that got taken maybe.
Sure.
So I decide about 2 hours after the last bell had rang from school to call my mom and let her know that I was at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And all she said through clenched teeth was, "Get your ass home." And I'm not exaggerating when I say I walking down the street, my mom was standing there crying and I got about 30 feet from her before she ran up and grabbed me by the back of the neck, drug me into the house and then just beat the shit out of me. And I mean, so bad that my dad had to pull her off me.
Wow.
I'm 42 years old. I still check in when I go places.
Huh. My reaction was going to be, as you were telling that story, it was like, you know, that's not really heat of the moment. That shouldn't be like that. But the more I got to think about it, you probably scared the hell out of her. So it was heat of the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so I remember that beating for my life, you know, for the rest of my life. That's exactly what it was, is she thought that her kid was missing, and she was so upset when he ended up coming home that...
Yeah, that's how it came out, yeah.
What I meant was that she was so upset that I came home.
Oh. Oh, boy. So I guess we kind of sort of came to an agreement on that one. Hopefully, we can get more people on... Facebook to comment, you know, on some of these episodes and get some discussion going on Facebook about things.
Yeah, I think this will be a good one to get some discussion going.
Yeah.
So with that being said, if you are listening to this and you are on the Facebook page, just throw your thoughts out there. It's be interesting to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, don't be shy.
And then make sure you share the Facebook page so that Anthony and I become super rich and quit our jobs.
Yes. That's the most important part.
But
if somebody wants to start a GoFundMe, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we got to get you out of that glory hole.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap this one up.
Yep. One more in the can, right?
Yep. All right, well, thanks everybody for listening.
See ya.
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great, there goes the band.